All right, good evening, everybody. It's 8:58.
We still have 2 more minutes before the party starts.
I know. For some reason, I'm very tired today.
I have no idea why.
I give you one guess, Derek. Why am I very tired now?
Because we had to wake up so early to bring our kids to public school today. And then we sat around and did nothing for like 12 hours while we waited for them to come home.
No.
Oh, what was it? I forget.
We send them to school and we had our breakfast in silence for about 40 minutes.
Magical.
And then we went to work.
That's right. Why did we eat breakfast in silence? Because it was great.
Parents out there can relate, right? 谁不想要安静的吃早餐，对不对？
Such a peaceful breakfast this morning.
今天所有的爸爸妈妈应该都有松一口气的感觉。
I don't know.
因为小孩就是送去学校。
I don't know, but we got a lot of teachers here, so a lot of them were probably had a bad first day too. A lot of the teachers are like, today was terrible.
对，自己小孩走了，但是要去照顾别人的小孩。
That's right. And you got 30 of them, right?
Exactly how I feel. But it's fun.
It was good to see kids in person again, I can say that.
You know, they actually can talk.
I know. And you don't have to, you know, keep hitting the mute button or anything.
For people out there who don't really know us, we actually run an English school in Yunlin, and we've
been doing online classes for since May 18th, wasn't
it? Oh, I'll never forget that date. But anyway, since May 18th, we have been doing online classes, but also every September we will have a new class of students. And what's funny for me today is because this new group of kids, some of them I only saw them online. I have not met them in person yet. Some of them. And then so one of the girls, when she came in, I'm like, oh my God, you are so tiny. Like, she's so short. But because I always saw her on the screen, and she has a tall person face.
She has a tall person face.
你有没有觉得有些人长相就会觉得他就长得就是看他脸就会长得很高？像我就是长得很高的脸，你不觉得吗？
Is that right? Well, what happened with the rest of you?
I got that.
Tall person head, short person body. Is that?
对，就是大家看我的脸都会觉得我应该长很高，可是没有想到，哎，看到本人这样子怎么这么矮？看起来很矮的人，但是。 但是其实很高，看起来很矮，脸看起来很矮，但是长很高。对，应该也有。可是长得高的人好像都有一种脸。How?
A tall one.
Anywho, it's 9 o'clock. Let's start the story.
Speaking of mismatched bodies and heads and personalities.
Yeah.
You like that segue? That was smooth. Story life, bedtime book, The Story of Ferdinand by Munro Leaf. Drawings by Robert Lawson. This is a pretty old book, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a black and white book. I can tell everybody that if you are looking at it online. Publication date. Oh my God! This is an old book.
It is.
Guess the year, Phoebe.
1875.
Did they even have books?
18世纪好像猜太早了。好来，1925。 1925.
Boys, guess.
1945.
1932. One of you is very close, and that person is Desmond.
Wow.
1936.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness. All right, here we go. Let's start our book. We need a page turning sound for today.
Moo.
Moo.
But it's a ball.
Olé.
Olé. I like it.
Olé. Olé is good. Okay. 因为它是斗牛，所以斗牛的讲的声音就会讲 Olé.
Okay. That's good. All right. Once upon a time in Spain.
Olé!
Really? That's all you guys got? Oh, man.
Then you do it. I don't know.
There was a little bull, and his name was Ferdinand. Hey, look at this little bull. He's so tiny, yeah. So skinny.
What's the bull doing?
Looking at a butterfly?
Looking at a flower, right? Mm.
Olé!
等一下，这一本大概要翻五十次，你每一次都要 Olé 这样吗
？I got a lot of Olé.
Okay.
All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together. Mm. What is it when you butt your head together? You put your head on somebody's butt.
Headbutt.
But 这个字 B U T T 是屁股的意思，但是 butt your head together。就是头撞头的意思吗
？Or yeah, you can if you headbutt someone, you hit them with your head as the weapon.
Okay.
You know. Smash your forehead.
Okay. Wasn't there a guy with iron face kung fu in some comedy Chinese movie? Anyway, it was like I'm gonna defeat you because you keep punching my face and wear yourself out. Anyway, headbutt. Olé! But not Ferdinand. Oh, so Ferdinand is not one of those wild cows, right?
He's one of those.
He's one of those what?
Cow.
He's one of those cows. What do you mean?
One of those bulls?
Not wild bulls.
Not wild
bulls.
Olé. Olé!
He liked to sit just quietly and smell the flowers. Mm.
Just like in the movie.
Yeah. In the movie.
Yeah, we saw the movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
We did. Come on.
We have a cow neck deep in flowers here on this page.
You already say olé. You have to turn the page.
He had a favorite spot out in the pasture under a cork tree.
What's a cork tree?
It's a kind of tree.
Do you know what a cork is? Like in a bottle?
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, that cork is from a cork tree.
Oh,
so it's like the body of the cork tree is made of cork. It's a very soft tree.
Really?
Perhaps it's the bark.
I don't know
if it's the bark or the actual body of the tree, but this is where cork comes from. It comes from
You just take a part of it. You don't have to process it or anything. Because cork is 软木塞。就是那个红酒瓶上面那一个塞子叫 cork， 所以那棵树如果长得像那个很奇怪，它会 it can't grow that tall. They probably have to process.
Well, probably because they keep cutting all the holes out of it, you know.
I don't think that's how it works, no? But we'll see. We have to do some research.
Your turn, Nisman.
Olé.
What is that? Come on.
Olé.
There we go.
Hey, it was
his favorite tree, and he would sit in its shade all day and smell the flowers.
The cork tree is growing cork.
No.
What's up with this tree? This is nonsense.
Oh, no.
There are actually corks growing like grapes
等一下，这页等一下要问真真老师，是真的吗？软木塞的树真的是这样长出来的吗？
不知道。
不可能。
Of course not.
不可能。
Important.
The next to that is probably the bottle bush, right?
真的吗 ？Cork 真的是这样长的吗？
不是，不可能。
Do you think it's like long yin? They just pop them off the trees, like, oh, I got a cork.
I don't know.
I know.
这个作者有这么调皮吗？我们等一下再看一下。
Olé! Sometimes his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. She was afraid he would be lonesome all by himself.
Lonesome 是什么意思
？What's lonesome?
Lonely
跟 lonesome 一样的 ，OK。
So we got a mother cow looking on.
所以男生的牛叫 bull， 女生的牛叫 cow，
或
是
ox。
OK， just making sure.
You know, now you got me wondering because there's yet another word in there. It's called heifer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it specifically refers to female cows.
Heifer.
Heifer.
I don't know that word.
But.Now you got me questioning everything I know about cows. I'm in trouble.
I know.
Olé! Why don't you run and play with the other little bulls and skip and butt your head, she would say. But Ferdinand would shake his head. I like it better here, where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers.
Oh.
Look at Ferdinand shooing his mom away. He's like, oh, psst, psst,
go away.
Psst,
teenager.
Psst. Yeah.
Let me smell the flowers.
Yeah. Olé! His mother saw that he was not lonesome. And because she was an understanding mother, even though she was a cow, she let him just sit there and be happy. Well, of course, she's a cow.
Even though she was a cow. What is it, even though?
I mean, she's an understanding mother. Like,
and even she's a cow.
She's worried her...
我现在开始觉得这个作者有点淘气。I
think so.
Yeah, 有点 naughty.
I think so. You know what the cow's bell says over here?
Mother.
It says mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mother.
Okay. I can see some humor.
Olé! As the years went by, Ferdinand grew and grew until he was very big and strong.
Hmm.
Just 2 years.
Look what they're doing over here. What are they doing over here on this little tree?
1 week.
1 week.
Three months.
Ferdinand, 1 year.
Ferdinand, 1 year.
Ferdinand, 2 years.
Look at how big he grew after 2 years.
Oh yeah.
Look at that. He's like the size of a bull.
Yeah. All the...
Oh, he is a bull. Oh. Yeah. And look, somebody came and chopped down the giving tree. Must have been that vulture.
Olé! Olé!
All the other bulls who had grown up with him in the same pasture would fight each other all day. They would butt each other and stick each other with their horns.
Ow.
What they wanted most of all was to be picked to fight at the bullfights in Madrid. Mm-hmm. Where's Madrid?
In Spain.
Spain.
In Spain.
Do you know how to say Madrid in Chinese?
Maduria.
You are actually close.
Really?
Maduri.
Oh.
没有呀.
Ah!
Madrid啊,
no teeth there, huh?
Okay. So... Madrid 就是 ball fight 就是斗牛的意思, right?
But they want to go to the ball fight, but they'll get themselves killed.
They don't know that.
They don't know that.
They haven't had any news come back from the bulls.
Yeah.
Olé! But not Ferdinand. He still liked to sit just quietly under the cork tree and smell the flowers.
Good idea. Wait, why is the tree back?
Maybe it's a different tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a different
tree. Maybe it's a cork
tree. He sits down under different trees. Doesn't have to be always the cork tree, right?
No.
Olé! One day, 5 men came in very funny hats to pick the biggest, fastest, roughest bull to fight in the bullfights in Madrid.
Hmm.
Wait, I think
it's... Wow, look at these guys in their funny hats, eh?
Yeah. I think...
Which funny hat do you like the most?
This one.
That fuzzy
like
flat one?
右下角那一个吗?
Looks like a
cow. 我喜欢右下角上面很高的那一个。
It's got like a pilgrim hat.
Yeah. It will make me look taller.
You already have a tall face.
I know.
You need a tall
hat.
I
can
for.
Be even taller, you know.
I like the mystery looking guy here in the back left. He looks like he's definitely up to no good.
Yes. 看来就是会做坏事的人。 没有,他们每一个看起来都很坏。
Except this guy in the front.
没有,他也是很坏。
他不但坏,
而且很看起来笨笨的。
Oh, those are the sneakiest ones.
I know.
Olé! All the other bulls ran around snorting and butting, leaping and jumping so the men would think that they were very, very strong and fierce and pick them. Snort, snort, butt.
Wait, what's fight. This?
That is...
Can?
I don't know what that is.
Mm.
Some decoration in the picture. Olé! Ferdinand knew that they wouldn't pick him, and he didn't care. So he went out to his favorite cork tree to sit down.
Mm.
You know what we call Ferdinand? We call him a pacifist.
What's that word again?
Pacifist.
Pacifist. What does it mean?
A pacifist is a person who seeks to avoid fighting.
Oh, like people, a person who likes peace?
Yes, a pacifist.
A pacifist.
Olé! He didn't look where he was sitting, and instead of sitting on the nice cool grass in the shade, he sat on a bumblebee.
What?
Oh my.
How can you sit on a bumblebee?
Look at this bumblebee. Yeah. He's got a pretty wary expression here.
Yeah.
I think
it's fun. I think the bumblebee. 他想说这个屁股想要干嘛? I think
Olé!
That's a pretty good face. Well, if you were a bumblebee and a bull sat on you, what would you do? You would sting him. And that is just what this bee did to Ferdinand.
你看, that Ferdinand, 这个表情就要配一个声音,什么声音?噔噔噔!
If it wasn't this, I would think it was like...
Yeah. Okay, okay, now, now, I'm sure this author has a sense of humor.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
This face is like... Yeah.
Oh, ole! Wow, did it hurt? Ferdinand jumped up with a snort. He ran around, puffing and snorting, butting and pawing the ground as if he were crazy. The corky.
Wow, he's still alive.
Yeah, look at that bee. You know, that bee's in pretty good shape for having been sat on by a bull.
I know. Mm-hmm. The strongest bee in the world.
Lenny, are bumblebees bigger or bees?
Bumblebees are a kind of bee, so I don't know, man. Ole! The five men saw him, and they all shouted with joy. Here was the largest and fiercest bull of all! Just the one for the bull fights in Madrid.
Amen.
Oh, so why do they think Ferdinand is like super scary?
He's running around from the pain.
Yeah, he's screaming from his like, ah, my butt! My butt! My butt is...
My
poor groovy butt. Different story. Ole! So they took him away for the bullfight day in a cart. Oh, look at that. So they put the bull in a cart. I wonder why they didn't make him walk. That's strange. Man, why didn't they just have him pull the cart? He's a bull. Isn't that what bulls do?
He has to reserve all his strength for the fight. Come on.
I guess he's like a prize fighter in a boxer.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
如果你要拿他去赢钱的话, 你会让他拖你走吗?
It's good practice. Builds character.
No.
Ole!
What a day it was. Flags were flying. Bands were playing. Mm. Wow, look at all these people cheering through the streets here.
Yeah.
I think...
What is this guy, the Onceler up here? Was he got saying
Onceler?
You remember the Onceler's house in the
Lorax?
He's got like that big goofy thing all the way going
What's
down
that?
There.
Sorry, Lorax, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Onceler.
Vultures again.
Mm.
Put in a what is it? A bent nail and a penny or something?
And a grand and a great great grandfather's nail.
That's right.
Okay.
Shell.
And Ole!
And all the lovely ladies had flowers in their hats. Mm. Oh, look at all of the wonderful hats.
Hey, I like these ladies. Look. 左上角呢,看起来超美的。有那种... It looks like one of the comic books I read when I was like super young.
It looks like she's got a short face, though.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Oh, they're all cheering for Ferdinand. They have little pennants here for Ferdinand.
Ferdinando!
Don't get your hopes up.
They had a parade into the bull ring. Mm.
Bull ring, just like a... Your 喇叭要唱一下了,卡住了. Okay.
Bull ring. Accent needs work.
Yeah. The bull ring 就是 fight 的那个地方.
Yeah.
所以那个 ring, 那个戒指的那个 ring. 也可以当作 a place you do something. Mm-hmm. So the ball ring is the place you have ball fights. Ice ring. Eh, that's a rink.
That's probably a mispronunciation, honestly, of ring. Just like a school of fish is not actually a school of fish. It's a shoal of fish. But there's like a boxing ring.
Yeah.
You box in the boxing ring.
I know.
Yeah. So like the fighters enter the ring. Mm. So the ring is just a ring is a ring shape.
Okay. In that place, right?
But aren't boxing rings
square? Then it shouldn't be a rink then. It should be a...
Aren't boxing rings square? You know, Desmond, you really threw out some wisdom there. Boxing rings are square. And yet they still call it a ring. Why? I don't know.
English is stupid.
No, because it probably used to be like just a ring they drew in the dirt, and it was easier for them to put up ropes in a square. So,
anyway,
why not a triangle?
Olé! First came the Banderilleros.
What's Banderilleros?
We'll get there. First came the Banderilleros with long, sharp pins with ribbons on them to stick in the bull and make him mad.
So their job is to apparently poke pins into the bull and make it angry.
Poor bull.
You got it.
Can you say that word again?
Horrible.
Banderilleros.
It's not English, right?
That is definitely not English.
I think it's Spanish.
It's definitely a Spanish term because this is a
Spanish culture thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's a specific Spanish culture thing to fight and kill bulls.
Mm.
The Banderilleros.
Olé!
Banderilleros.
Nailed it! Olé! Next came the picadores, who rode skinny horses, and they had long spears to stick in the bull and make him madder.
Why would they do something like that?
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
所以一开始呢, 会有第一批人会用那个什么?
Sharp pins.
会用针刺这个牛, 然后第二批就是有剑。
用长的剑把它弄得更生气这样
Yeah, that would make me angry too, right?
Yeah.
Somebody starts poking pins in me and hits me with a spear.
Yeah.
Olé! Then came the matador, the proudest of all. He thought he was very handsome and bowed to the ladies.
The ladies booed.
He had a red cape and a sword and was supposed to stick the bull last of all. All right, so this guy... Uh-huh. Is the reason for it all.
Uh-huh.
The whole reason they do the bullfighting, don't believe all of the other culture stuff around it. It's just because this guy wants to prove how awesome he is. And he wants to... Here's another phrase for you today. Mm. Is machismo.
Machismo. What does machismo mean?
Your machismo. It's just...
How manly you are.
Yeah, it's like your manly face, you know?
Okay.
So you're trying to prove how man you are.
Okay.
This is your... You have the machismo, culture of machismo.
Machismo is noun. Is it a noun?
Yes.
Okay. Can you use machismo in a sentence? Like, he shows a lot of machismo when he...
Is it English?
Something. But anyway, I'm trying to find a corresponding term in Chinese. That's why I'm asking you. Because if it's
machismo is a noun, yes.
Okay. 那就是男子气概, 就是很像男子汉的那种。
You're trying to just prove how awesome I am. Oh, watch me. I'm going to drink 15 beers in 3 minutes, guys. Watch me. Look at how man I am. And then you drink all those beers and pass out on the floor. But hey, good job. You're
machismo.
That guy. Yeah.
So machismo is not English either, is it? Doesn't sound like English.
I mean, that would be a Spanish or Latin or Italian term.
Okay, machismo. And the word...
You've heard the term macho, right?
Yeah, macho.
Macho comes from machismo.
就是那些打棒球的每一个都很macho.
Machismo, macho, macho. Macho cheese?
Macho就是很壮的那种男生, 我们会用macho这个字. So it comes from machismo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this word, matador.
Matador.
Matador就是斗牛士.
Yeah, he's the guy that... At the very end of all of this, kills the bull because he wants to prove how brave and strong and manly he is.
Yeah, okay.
And the guy has position. I think he looks a bit punchable.
He does look punchable.
Yeah,
right.
He has a punchable face.
He's
got
a very punchable face.
Yeah.
Look, he's even trying to punch his own face. That's how punchable his face is.
好，我要解释一下。 Punchable face 是我们在我们家很常用的一个字，就是有一些人的脸。
Some people have tall faces. Some people have short faces.
Some people have punchable faces.
It's just...
我觉得如果你有一个很... Punchable face, 很可怜. Anyway.
Olé! Then came the bull. And you know who that was, don't you?
Ferdinand! Ferdinand! Ferdinand!
Olé!
Tiny.
They called him Ferdinand the Fierce, and all the Banderilleros were afraid of him, and the Picadores were afraid of him, and the Matador was scared stiff.
What is scare stiff? 就是
You're so scared you're like a tree, you can't even move.
哦、oh, 就是怕到就是整个人都僵掉的意思、yeah. OK
Scared stiff、
mm-hmm. Look at the picador, they have to
pick a nose. A pick of your noses. Olé! Ferdinand ran to the middle of the ring, and everyone shouted and clapped because they thought he was going to fight fiercely and butt and snort and stick his horns around.
Can't believe so many people are watching. You see all those tiny dots? One dot is one person.
Oh my god, it must take him super long.
Yeah, that was probably a very long picture.
Yeah, I hope he had procreate.
I don't think he did.
If he had procreate, it would be very fast.
I don't think so. It'll still take a long time, like copy, move.
Olé! But not Ferdinand. When he got to the middle of the ring, he saw the flowers in all the lovely ladies' hair, and he just sat down quietly and smelled.
Hmm. So peaceful.
Hmm. Interesting choice, Ferdinand.
And then the...
Olé! He wouldn't fight and be fierce, no matter what they did. He just sat and smelled. And the Banderilleros were mad, and the Picadores were madder, and the Matador was so mad he cried because he couldn't show off with his cape and sword.
I guess you are right.
等一下，会有人生气到哭吗？
Oh, sure.
Will you get so angry and start crying?
Uh-huh. Certainly.
I guess I did a couple of times.
Olé!
欸，他不接话什么意思？
So, they had to take Ferdinand home.
Nobody came.
You see, no, you see, he's still in the bull cart. He's not pulling the cart this time. See, he's still in the cart.
Probably
so.
Because they know how...
Because they have a pulling. They have a pulling cows. And he is just being transported.
Donkeys or horses?
Yeah. Should be horses. Yeah. Or donkeys.
He's just taking in the sights. And he's like, yeah. Oh, nice ride. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the ride to Madrid. Olé! And for all I know, he is sitting there still, under his favorite cork tree, smelling the flowers just quietly. He is very happy. Olé! The end.
That's where he sat on the bumblebee.
That's where he sat on the bumblebee.
So,
mm-hmm.
Question.
Answer.
Do you think they actually poked him? So he might have gotten hurt, right?
No, he didn't.
I honestly don't know what they would do with a bull that...
Just wouldn't get angry?
I honestly believe they would probably just immediately kill it.
Why are they so cruel?
Because they want to show off how macho they are. And if you're not going to fight me, I'm going to prove how macho I am by just walking up and killing you. Well, that's machismo. A lot of people have done plenty of dumber things through history to try to prove how awesome they are. Just plenty of dumb things. Plenty. And you'll do plenty of dumb things in your life, too, to try to prove how cool you are. Just wait. You'll have your turn.
Now, my question is, we all agree, we both agree that the bullfighting culture is not the thing should be encouraged, right?
We all don't agree.
I feel that it is animal cruelty.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think the bull understands the terms of the fight.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. If the bull understood the terms here and was like, yeah, I agree to this. You know, this seems
That's
reasonable.
That's fine.
You get like 17 of your friends and they'll ride around on horses with spears and punk me and then try to chop my neck. And then you come try to kill me. Yeah, I'm okay with this. Like if the bull understood all of this...
Consent.
Consent.
就是我双方都同意就 OK.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But the thing is, I'm curious about what do you think the author's opinion on bullfight? Is he trying to do anything? Is he trying to convey his opinions on the bullfight in this book? That's my question.
I wouldn't try to venture his politics on this. But if you forced me, you forced me to answer, I am going to guess he is anti-bullfighting.
Me too.
For two reasons. Number one, because he made the matador have such a punchable face.
没错，他把那个 matador 是斗牛士，他把他脸画得超欠揍的。那你有没有发现，那些来那个牛棚找牛的那些人都长得超 evil.
Yep. And then, and also the end of this book, the bull escapes the terrible fate. So obviously the author felt this is a good ending for a book instead of a bad ending. Yeah. So
I kind of see his side here, I think. But anyway, this book is so famous and so classic, it is made into a movie.
It has been. A Pixar movie, right?
这一本书其实有电影哦，就叫 Ferdinand, 爱花的牛。
Its own movie, it also has its own reference to movies.
Yeah, 然后还有一本一个电影是 Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, Sandra Bullock, which, 叫做 The Blind Side.
The Blind Side, which, you
其实这个我好像是跟珍珍老师学的，我去上他的课，他说就是在 Blind Side 里面，山卓布拉克演的这部电影里面，他就是有一个好像他领养的小孩，然后他就是超大只，然后学校就会希望他是去打足球，哎 ，football,
no,
橄榄球
，American football,
yeah, yeah. 然后希望他当后卫之类的。可是虽然这个小孩很大只，然后很魁梧，很适合做这件事情，但是他就是不喜欢这种冲撞然后暴力的运动。
They wanted, I think what they wanted him to do, they wanted him to be one of the guys that tries to go attack the other team.
Yeah, tackle others.
But instead, he decided he didn't like that idea.
Yeah.
Instead, what he wanted to do
was read.
Well, he was a peaceful person, but also he would only play if his job was just to keep his teammates safe. Like, so he was going to be what's called the offensive line.
Yeah.
Which you're the guy who keeps the quarterback safe and gives the quarterback time to do what he needs to do.
所以他想要保护他的队友，他不想当攻击人的那个人。
Yeah.
Okay. And then because of that boy is because of his struggle about what role he should play in the team. His mom, which is played by Sandra Bullock, read him the story, Ferdinand. And then basically telling you that don't let your appearance...
Is that a real story? Or
it's a movie. It's the plot.
It's a movie written based upon the concept of this pacifist, giant, powerful bull not wanting to fight.
Yeah, so it basically means don't let how you look define who you are.
I can agree with that.
你不是说你很高很壮，你就是要天天去打架。也不是说像我这么矮，我就要很 peaceful， 不想打架。我也可以是超凶猛的，有没有？
You should join MMA. Yeah.
什么的 MMA?
Mixed martial arts fighting.
那是什么东西？
It's like, you know, you throw two people into a ring and they both just try to basically beat their own heads in with any means possible. Not just boxing, but kicking and throwing and everything. I believe Jane probably has something very important to add to our comment.
Yes, really important. The Blind Side is a true story.
It is a true story.
Yes,
only in the movie, Sandra Bullock read this book as a bedtime story to the main character. So it's not based on this book.
Interesting.
Okay. I know in the movie, it's just the book is read as a bedtime story, but I didn't know the whole movie is based on a true story. Wow, okay. So Jane, just answer your question. It's
what
based
about
on
the
true
cork?
Story. The cork tree doesn't look like that.
The cork tree.
刚刚我沉默了大概两分钟的时间，我就是用 iPad 赶快去搜寻 cork tree. Cork tree 不是长这样。I think they use the bark to make the corks.
Okay, I would believe it. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Jane always has all the coolest insights on the books.
I know. 好啦，那就是我们今天的故事。I don't think anyone would have shared. No. Or they would have.
But I can tell you, I was just sitting in the shower, well, you know, showering in the shower, and it amused me that the fact that who they chose to play Sandra Bullock.
我觉得他们应该没有想那么多。
Nobody?
Yeah.
No, they didn't think that through. Okay.
All right. I think that's the story of the night, and that's the end. Thanks, everyone, for coming in.
Unless、
I'm very happy.
Derry,
you know, we have more and more and more and more fans. 我们今天我已经要拉两次，我才可以看到最下面。
That's.
我觉得我们越来越多人来听我们讲故事。
Nine or 10,000 now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
现在今天晚房间里面大概有9000个。
At least.
我们应该马上就是可以破10万。
Baby, 我再讲最后一点点。那个电影是叫《蒙牛》，《蒙牛费迪南》，《爱花的牛》是中文版的书名。
哦。
电影是《蒙牛费迪南》。
哇，是蒙牛很萌的那个萌吗？
对。
OK. 所以我记错了，《爱花的牛》是中文翻译的书名。
Ferdinand?
Yeah, Ferdinand. And the movie is another name.
Okay.
Yeah,
why
okay.
Why Ferdinand? It doesn't have any... They like loves flowers or the god of flowers or anything, or just a name?
Ferdinand, it's just a Spanish name.
Okay. Hello, 杨医师。
Hello.、
Hello.
两位老师，给我补充一下，因为这本书远流出版的时候是1999年，
哦，
对，1999年的时候，那个中文书名《爱花的牛》，也许那时候社会氛围可以接受。它电影是比较慢，应该是近几年电影才上映，
2017，对，
你想想看，这个电影如果上映啊，它还用《爱花的牛》，可能会没有人进去看，
哦，
就觉得很 lag， 就是那个中文的 feel 很 lag。可是萌这个字在近几年算是一个蛮流行的词汇，我想也许是这样，它就是换个名字再变成电影版的名字。电影海报也是就是把萌那个味道又重新设计出来，也不是用它原始书的封面这样。
OK
这样
萌 means that cute， 来，小朋友很小很可爱啊，你会说他好萌哦，这样子就是 cute。
OK，
对，萌有那个新芽的感觉，因为我们从来没有称赞老人家很萌，即使他是一个 gentleman 或是一个 old lady，
对，
不可能用萌去讲他嘛，
不会不会，萌就是有一种嫩的感觉 ，like sprout， like young，
so,
yeah，
youthful，
yeah，
like a youthful feeling for it，
yeah， youthful， cute，
okay，
yeah， okay。Thank you for everyone being here. It's 36 already. I'll let everyone go. Night night, everybody.
Night
night. Night night. Don't let the matadors bite.
Olé! Do we all say olé? Huh? Huh? 为什么今天这么没默契？